This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 9th of April. Well, hopes of another set of stimulus package from the government and expectation of coronavirus infections peaking out helped the Indian market benchmark indices, that is Sensex and Nifty, end with strong gains on April 9th, while firm global cues also underpinned the sentiment of the market. Now, as per the media reports, the government may soon announce another fiscal package, which should be almost similar to 1.75 lakh crore stimulus announced last month. In fact, the new package should focus on interest rate subventions to medium enterprises, swaps for troubled realty sector and also state-run banks recapitalizations, Bank of America Securities said. Now, on the global front, European stocks market gained for a fourth straight day on Thursday on hopes the coronavirus pandemic was close to peaking, with investors' attention also focused on a meeting of European Union finance ministers to discuss an economic rescue package. That's what a Reuters report said. Now, Sensex closed with solid gains of 1,266 points or 4.23% at 31,159, while the Nifty 50 settled 363 points higher at 9,111. Now, the mid caps and the small caps logged healthy gains but underperformed Sensex. The BSE mid cap index and the small cap indices closed 3.6 and 3.15% higher, respectively. Now, for the week, both Sensex and Nifty jumped by nearly 13%. Now, experts are of the view that such rally is a trading rally in a bear market, which may not be sustainable. Now, the overall market capitalization of BSE listed firms jumped to 120.82 lakh crores on April 9th against 116.82 lakh crores as on April 8th, making investors richer by 4 lakh crores in a single trading session. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in auto, bank, finance, metal, telecom, and consumer discretionary, while top Nifty gainers include names like Mahindra & Mahindra, Maruti Suzuki, Cipla, Titan, as well as Tata Motors. And top Nifty losers include names like HUL, Dr. Reddy Laboratories, Tech Mahindra, as well as IndusInd Bank. Now, let's look at stocks and sectors which remain in focus. Now, the all sector indices ended with healthy gains. In fact, the BSE Auto Index emerged as the top gainer among the sector indices, jumping by 10.26%, followed by the consumer discretionary goods and services, which rose 6%. BSE Finance, BankEx, Telecom, and Metal indices logged gains of over 5% each. Now, volume spike of over 100% was seen in stocks like Amara Raja Battery, Balkrishna Industries, UBL, Lupin, as well as Exide Industries. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Madison Sumi, Mahindra & Mahindra, Cipla, Cholamandalam Investment and Finance Company, as well as Maruti Suzuki. Short buildup was seen in stocks like HUL, Godrej Consumer Products, Tech Mahindra, Dr. Reddy's, as well as IndusInd Bank. Now, as many as 514 stocks, including Raymond, Jubilant Life Sciences, Soba, Adani Green, Suzlon Energy, India Bulls Integrated Services, as well as Dish TV hit their upper circuit on the BSE. Some 37 stocks hit fresh 52-week high, with many pharma stocks, including Ajanta Pharma, Abbott India, Cadila, Alkem Laboratories, Cipla, as well as Divi's Laboratories among them. Now, let's also look at stocks which remained in focus based on news flow. When Mahindra & Mahindra was one of the top talking stock, in fact, M&M share price surged 17%. After CRISIL reaffirmed its rating, M&M in its BSE filing on April 9th said CRISIL has reaffirmed its long-term rating at AAA stable and short-term rating at A1 plus for the company's bank facilities. Aurobindo Pharma share price rallied almost 5% after the company received approval from the US health regulator for an antidepressant drug. Shares of Manali Petrochemicals jumped 10% after the company recommended production of propylene oxide. Shares of Hindalco Industries climbed over 6% after its subsidiary Novelis received the final regulatory clearance for the acquisition of Aleris. And Titan Company share price climbed 11% a day after the company said its growth in Q4 FY20 was mostly in line, but the coronavirus outbreak had hurt sales. Now, let's look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts and robust bullish candle on the weekly charts. Now, Srikant Chauhan of Kotak Securities thinks with Nifty closing above the level of 9,050 is positive for the markets. In fact, it has formed the series of higher top and higher bottoms that would lift the index to 9,400. Now, in the best case scenario, Nifty could even hit the level of 9,600. Support for the index still exists at 8,800, followed by 8,650. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.